Moramai, good morning and a very happy Christmas to you. I'm Judith Lay and it's my pleasure to welcome you to a praise special celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ in words and music. Joy to the world, the choir sings. But for many of us, Christmas brings up so many emotions, memories, and expectations. For you, today might be a time of joy and togetherness. Or it might be full of stress. You might be cooking for a big group and worrying that it might all go wrong at the last moment. Or it might be a sad and lonely time for reasons that only you fully understand. Mary and Joseph, the shepherds and the wise men, and everyone caught up in the Christmas story were all surprised by the astonishing way that God chose to come as a helpless baby and live among us. Each Christmas reminds us that God longs to surprise us with his gifts of joy, love, and new life in him. It's the greatest present we can receive and share with others, and it is completely free. Wherever you are this Christmas time, however you're feeling, I invite you to listen again to the story of the birth of Jesus as it's recorded in the Bible. Know that you are part of this story and you are deeply loved. All our Bible readings this morning are by David Suchet, probably best known for his television portrayal of the fictional detective Hercule Poirot. But what I find really interesting is the reason why he decided to read and record the whole of the Bible.
I had a conversion experience that began in 1986. When I was converted, I was an actor. And I thought, well, one thing I think I can do is to read. And for many, many years, felt that I wanted to put my voice to the Bible. Not only bits of the Bible, but the whole thing. What is surprising when reading the Bible out loud is over and over again, I hear in my head as I'm reading it, a quote from the Bible. Hear the word of the Lord. It doesn't say read the word of the Lord. It says hear the word of the Lord. And it's my prayer that everybody hearing my reading will find the same things, that it will be fresh. And they will think, as I think when I'm reading it, gosh, this is fantastic. But in practical terms, I have done it. And I must leave it to a far higher being and let him do what he wants with it.
The first two readings are from the Old Testament of the Bible and were written by a prophet called Isaiah, who lived about 700 years before the birth of Christ. Yet he wrote of the coming of a Saviour, a peacemaker, a king whose kingdom would never end. Then we move to the New Testament, to the Gospels of Luke and Matthew, who tell us the story of the birth of Jesus. But now we begin, in the same way as carol services so often do, with the singing of Once in Royal David's City.
Isaiah chapter 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Isaiah chapter 11. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash round his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Thank you.
The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who, from the first, were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. "All hail," said he, "thou lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria. For know a blessed mother thou shalt be, all generations laud and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel, by seers foretold, most highly favored lady, Gloria." Then gentle Mary meekly bowed her head, "To me be as it pleaseth God," she said. "My soul shall laud and magnify his holy name, most highly favored lady, Gloria. Of her Emmanuel the Christ was born, in Bethlehem all on a Christmas morn. And everyone throughout the world forever saved, most highly favored lady, Gloria."
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
As I walked down the road at set of sun, the lambs were coming homeward one by one. I heard a sheep bell softly calling them along the little road to Bethlehem. Across the heather silver sheep bell rang, the lambs are coming home, sweet Mary sang. Your star of gold, your star of gold is shining. As I walked down the road at set of sun, the lambs were coming homeward one by one.
I heard a shepherd softly calling them
along the
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel."
Still we see thee, Lord.
Then Herod called the Magi secretly, and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Incense on the deity, pray and praise him all.
When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. The Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
And that's where we leave the story of the birth of Jesus Christ, as told in the Bible and celebrated in music. But is it the end, or is it perhaps just the beginning? Because the message of hope and the promise of peace is as true today as it was 2,000 years ago. And the words of our final carol call us to be faithful people who can this day be joyful and triumphant. Thank you for your company this morning. I'm Judith, and I wish you all the deep happiness of this Christmas season.